Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You understand my thought from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down and are intimately acquainted with all my ways. Even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all. You have enclosed me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot attain to it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand will lay hold of me. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, and the light around me will be night, even the darkness is not dark to you, and the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. Your eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in your book were all written the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would outnumber the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! Depart from me, therefore, men of bloodshed. For they speak against you wickedly, and your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with the utmost hatred. They have become my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way.
God, the Creator of the universe, has chosen to love us, and His purpose in offering to save us isn't simply to keep us from eternity in hell. His love goes beyond that. He wants an intimate relationship with each person who receives His gift of forgiveness, becoming one of His children. Building this intimacy in those of us who are believers requires commitment. God showed His commitment by rescuing us from sin through His Son Jesus, sending the Holy Spirit to live within us and promising us eternal life. A reasonable response is our pledge to obedience in both inner attitude and outward action, not to earn our salvation, but out of gratitude. Clear communication. To develop a close bond, two people will express deep thoughts and feelings, and they'll also listen carefully to one another's words. We need to actively listen to God as He speaks to us through Scripture about Himself and His plans, and we can be confident that He listens to us as we pray in faith. Openness. God speaks honestly about our nature, the condition of the world, and the only solution, Jesus Christ. He willingly tells us the difficult truths about ourselves, but also encourages and affirms us in our efforts to follow Him. Our part consists of being honest with Him about our thoughts, actions, and emotions. Salvation is only the first step of the believer's life in Christ. Have you accepted the invitation to intimacy with God?